The backbone of trust is understanding that no matter what happens, you're going to be okay. When you understand that, it becomes a lot easier to trust people, to trust love, and to trust yourself. Conviction is the key to being able to find a love that is sustainable, as well as being able to trust that with no matter what happens in any situation, you're going to be okay. Hi, it's Erin, the host of this beautiful podcast, the Erotic Renaissance Podcast, where we talk about sex, love, relationships, spirituality, and all things passionate. This episode is going to be about learning to trust after betrayal. So I posted on Instagram this morning and was like asking you guys, what are your struggles in love and relationships and dating? Because I was kind of curious to see what you are going through and what's happening. And overwhelmingly, I had so many answers that came up with trust. I have a hard time with trust. I have a hard time with trust after betrayal. I don't trust. I have insecurities and these things. So I wanted to kind of focus a whole episode on this, since there seems to be a huge need to kind of learn how to trust. The first thing I want to tell you is that it's normal to have insecurities and to be a little distrustful while dating. So I kind of want to normalize that for a little bit. And the reason why I say it's super normal is because the thing about it is, when we go out to be in a relationship, especially if it's our first one, it's like we don't necessarily always know what we're trying to do. You got to think, a lot of us start our relationships in high school. And when we're in high school, your life is pretty much set up for you and you're not responsible for it. So you end up baiting people because of the way that they make you feel. You'll meet someone and you like each other, you guys have chemistry, and that's how you base the relationship. And it's really easy to base a relationship off of that. Now, what I've found as being a love coach for a while now is that a lot of people don't always evolve out of that feeling of understanding that when you get older and you start to want to get into a relationship with someone, that you can't just go based off of how that person makes you feel. In fact, how that person makes you feel is a very, very small percentage of what's going to make that relationship work. So when learning how to trust, the first thing that I'm going to tell you to do is to get very clear with what you want in a relationship. One of the biggest reasons why people get so insecure in relationships is because when they finally meet someone that they're really, really into, they don't really have a criteria. They're going based off of how that person makes them feel, which is very, very important, but it cannot be the only thing that you are doing when you're in trying to be with someone. You have to be very clear about if your lifestyle is going to work, if you are the kind of person, if your hobbies and your downtime match, that you have similar values and things of that sort. And it's really easy to be very distrustful, especially if you've dated a string of different people who don't really share your values. You start to get really resentful because it's like, why is every single time I'm getting into a relationship, it ends up falling into something that I don't want it to be? And it's probably because the people that you're dating are not people that you should be dating. And I know that that's kind of harsh, but oftentimes we date people because we imprint on people who remind us of our wounds. They are like these people who we're trying to resolve the wounds that we have inside of ourselves. And so we go to them wanting them to resolve it and then realize that it's literally the same type of wound. So if you are the kind of person who you get into relationship with people who ghost you all the time, that's probably because you have a wound that has to do with abandonment that's showing up for you over and over and over and over and over again. So you're attracting these people who are going to abandon you. And that's just like one example. but you have to get really, really clear about what you want. Because often, if you've been through a lot, if you've been heartbroken, if you have wounds, if you have trauma in your life, when you meet someone and you immediately fall in love with them, that's actually not always a really good sign that that's someone that you should be in a relationship with. I know it's like the opposite of what we're taught via, you know, pretty much everything, right? We have this idea that when we meet someone, if we fall in love with them, if we just connect with them right away, that that means that this person is someone that you might be meant to be with for your entire life. And that can be true. But in my experience, the only time in which you can meet someone and know that they're the one that you're supposed to be with forever, and that is true, is only really if you've done so much work on yourself that you have cleared the blockages within your own life and your own wounds. So you are completely connected to your intuition and you can drop in and tell whether or not someone is going to be a good fit. Because if you haven't done that work, you're not necessarily feeling into your intuition. What you're feeling into is your wounds. You're feeling into that narrative that hasn't been solved yet, right? If you're like going back to the example of someone being abandoned, right? When we have been abandoned and we're going to go find somebody to be with, it's like this person, we want them to solve the problem. You know, we look at them and it's like, this is someone that could abandon me. But if they don't abandon me, then that storyline, that narrative that I have in my head is going to be resolved and I can finally heal and be free of that. The problem is that when you choose people who were likely to abandon you, most likely they don't finish that storyline. Most likely they do exactly the thing that you were afraid that they were going to do in the first place, which can cause a lot of distrust. So to go back to the first thing you need to do to learn how to trust people in relationships and dating, and the first thing that you have to pay attention to is the people that you're dating. You cannot just go off of how someone makes you feel. That is a very limited view of what a relationship should be. Relationships, you get a lot of downtime. And if you are in a long-term relationship, I've been with my partner for a long, 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 long time. There are times where those feelings don't mean shit. Like when I look, like there are times where I wake up in the morning and I see my partner and I'm like, man, I could throw you into the garbage disposal. I really could. And I wouldn't miss you. Now, that's not all the time. In fact, there's many, many times where I'm with my partner where I feel delighted and I'm in this beautiful space of love bubble and honeymoon phase that we go in and out of throughout the year. But feelings are not the end all be all to what a relationship is and what love is. Love is a commitment. Love is you choosing to see someone as their higher self and giving them the highest regard, even when they're not always acting that way. But not everybody deserves that from you. Not everybody deserves your love and attention and your empathy and all that you pour into them. And like, if you guys are following me, I know you pour a lot into the people that you love, because I pour a lot into the people that I love, and energetically we're connected. That's why you like my content, right? So you're pouring so much into these people, but not everybody deserves what you're pouring into. So you need to get real clear about what you actually want in a relationship. Because when you're really clear that these are my boundaries, I want to talk to someone who's going to talk to me every day. I want to be in a relationship with someone who answers when I call and I don't have to, and they give me a reason why they can't answer. And it's reasonable. I want to be with someone who loves going out and loves to adventure and things like that. I want to be with someone who's a liberal. I want to be with someone who's conservative. Like, whatever your thing is, you want to be really, really clear about that, because that clarity, those rules and those boundaries is what you're going to need when the feelings start taking over. When you meet someone and you have feelings for them, you need something to go back on to go, wait a second, didn't I say that I wanted to be in a relationship with someone who texts me every day? well, this person doesn't text me every day, so why am I entertaining this person, right? Like, the person that you're meant to be with is going to treat you the way that you want to be treated. And you can pretty much be sure if they're not treating you the way that you want to be treated, that they're not the one for you, right? So with this whole idea with twin flames and soulmates that I find to be really, really dangerous is this idea that your twin flame or your soulmate automatically is going to be someone who's kind of going to treat you like crap and abandon you. And I don't find that to be the case. In fact, with a lot of twin flame dynamics, that person can definitely match you where you are. So if you're in a place where you're highly insecure, then that twin flame is going to match that. But when it comes to soulmates, oftentimes that person treats you really, really well. Oftentimes that person loves you and holds you at the highest regard. And they're usually people that you've known for a while, but you didn't consider dating because they're not activating your wounds. And oftentimes that's the kind of people that people date, are people who are activating their wounds. So you kind of have to get a little bit beyond yourself and go a little deeper than just the surface. The surface is, I like this person, they're making me feel all these kinds of way. The deeper work is knowing your own wounds, is knowing your own baggage, is knowing who you are when you're in a relationship and what's going to come up for you. Because the deeper that you know yourself and the closer that you get to your authentic self, and you become closer to your authentic self by working through these wounds, by working through these traumas that you've had and healing them, and getting past your defense mechanisms and being able to kind of rise above them and know that that's a defense mechanism. When you're able to do that, you are going to attract a much deeper and much more secure love, because you're no longer attracting from a place of your wounds, right? When you attract from a place of your wounds, you're going to get your wounds. When you attract from a deeper awareness within yourself, where you're already past your defense mechanisms and you know yourself and you know your triggers, you're going to start attracting people who really match that kind of energy, right? Everything is energy. So another thing that I will say going into this whole healing your wounds thing is that learning how to trust after betrayal, or trust in general in a relationship, you have to trust yourself. If you are the kind of person who breaks agreements with yourself all the time, like if you're like, I'm not going to call my ex, I'm not going to do it, it's not happening, I'm not going to do it, and then you do it anyway, you are creating a pattern within yourself saying that you yourself are not trustworthy. And when you yourself are not trustworthy, you're definitely not going to trust anyone else. So the second thing that I will say about wanting to be a person who's trustful is you need to do what you say you want to do, and you need to act not outside of your own boundaries. When you forsake your own boundaries, you are inviting other people to do that to you as well. So if your lines are, I don't want to be in a relationship with someone who doesn't contact me any day, every day, and you continue to chase that person and try to get them to contact you every day, even though they're not doing that, you're going over your own boundary. You are living outside of the accordance that you laid down for yourself. And when you do that, you make yourself untrustworthy. And it's very difficult to live with that kind of cognitive dissonance. Because when you do live from that space, it's very hard to trust other people. Because if you don't trust your own boundaries and you're going over your own boundaries, why would they? If you don't trust yourself, why would they be trustworthy, right? You're creating a reality in which you can't, you know, you're not living by your own word. Therefore, you can't expect other people to do it as well. You need to trust yourself, right? The third thing I will say about learning how to trust after betrayal, or trust in general in a relationship, is that you have to accept that when dating, there is going to be hurt. Just like you're going to a job, if let's say that you are applying for jobs and you don't have a job right now. So you apply to 10 jobs and only one of them get back to you. You start that job, you have a job, you like the job, it's great. Do you lament over the 9 other jobs that you didn't get? Are you now believing that because you didn't get those 9 other jobs that you are less than, that you're not worthy, that you're not attractive, that you have nothing to offer, right? You wouldn't necessarily look at it that way because right now you need a job. And so that's kind of how you need to approach dating. When you're going out there and talking to people, someone's rejection, someone not being into you is not an evaluation of how worthy you are in your relationships. You have beautiful and wonderful things to offer in this world, and you have to believe that. And you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea, right? You know, someone ordering $1,000 bottle of champagne. Not everybody wants to order $1,000 bottle of champagne. Not everyone can afford it, right? And people are going to reveal that to you. And instead of looking at it like, oh, there's something wrong with me. There's something that's messed up about me. There's something that makes me unworthy. No one loves me. No one cares about me. Look at it. I'm $1,000 bottle of champagne. Not everybody's going to want $1,000 bottle of champagne. Does that mean that I'm not $1,000 bottle of champagne, that I'm not worthy of everything that I'm trying to get in my life? Absolutely not. Not everybody wants to pay all that money at the table. That's fine. Let them go then, right? That's how you should look at yourself. You don't want love and dating to become an evaluation of you and everything that you have to offer. You don't want flirting or any of these things to become this evaluation. That's being the kind of person who lives for validation, right? You're living to be validated. You know, you're dating because you want to be validated. When you learn how to validate yourself, when you have that internal warm, like, nature to you where you are generating your own self-worth and self-esteem, then dating becomes a whole lot easier because it's not about, oh, this person didn't text me back, right? And you can, this person didn't text me back, therefore there's something wrong with me, right? When you do that, it's also a lot easier to trust people because one, the people who are untrustworthy, you're not being fooled by them because you don't need their validation. You don't need them to say that you're beautiful, that you're amazing, that you're so cool. You don't need them to stroke your ego, right? Because you already have a core of self-esteem. When you have a core of self-esteem, you don't need this person to do that. Of course, it's nice. Of course, it's lovely. We all like to be complimented, definitely, but you don't need it. So it's much easier for you to find someone that you can trust when you don't need that, because the reasons why you're dating in the first place are not to validate you, right? And the last thing that I want to say on this particular topic is that if you want to be more trusting, the love has to weigh out the potential pain that you may feel. Even if you do everything right, you still have the possibility of having your heart broken because that's the nature of being in love. There's always a possibility. We open ourselves up to be in love because that's one of the most beautiful experiences that a human being can have. With that comes the price that it may hurt. Someone might let you down. Someone may not show up the way that they should. They may break your heart. They may cheat. They may do bad things. But it doesn't necessarily mean that life is worth living. Let me give you an example. Most of you go in and you decide to get to work. You use a car. You drive a car, right? I know a lot of people who are afraid to get on roller coasters because they get really, really terrified about being up at that height and they don't really feel safe doing it. But statistically speaking, you are much more likely to die from a car accident than you are from going on a roller coaster. There's almost a 99% chance that if you go on a roller coaster, you're going to come out just fine. Much less chance than driving your own car. People text and drive, they don't pay attention. And generally you're not perfect, but you still get in your car and you drive to work. You're not necessarily worried that that's going to be you. And often love can be like that. you can get really, really afraid to get on that roller coaster and stuff, or you can be the kind of person who you're just not paying attention to it at all. And when you get into your car every single day, there is a chance that you may not come back. Just like when you get into love, there's a chance that it could go badly. You still get in the car, you still go to work, right? Because the rewards far outweigh the risk. When you do find someone who loves you, when you do find a relationship that is amazing for you, it far outweighs the risk. So I know it can be really scary to want to put yourself out there and to possibly get hurt by somebody else. But I think it's better to take the risk than it is to take your heart and throw it into a deep, dark hole and never allow yourself to love again. There's going to be risk. You'll have to accept that. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not worth it. So I hope this helped you out, and I hope that this gave you some clarity. And I will catch you guys on the flip side.